Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus, the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scripture to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord. We are now on the third day of the octave of Easter, and like I said, this days of octave is our way of continuing to celebrate this great event of our salvation history. At the same time, these days are also very instructive, giving us knowledge of what does it mean for the Lord to be resurrected from the dead, and what does it mean for us? And so the readings become our guide day by day. And the gospel today is very, very revealing. As we can see, after all that had happened, now these two apostles, Cleopas and another unnamed apostle, they were moving away from Jerusalem. Moving away from Jerusalem. Now, in Jerusalem, that's where the upper room is. That's where the disciples are gathered. they're moving away from all of that. And so they were disheartened. And so Jesus appeared to them, and they did not recognize Jesus as what happened yesterday. They did not recognize the Lord. And so the Lord asked them what was the matter. And they spoke of their grief. And then Jesus began to tell them the scriptures from the Old Testament and how it was fulfilled in the later days. That must have been the best Bible study there was in the world. Now, we can see here this particular reading of the gospel is all about the Eucharist. This is a revelation of the Eucharist. And what it's saying is central to our resurrection life is the Eucharistic life. As you can see, the Lord began in trying to inform the apostles, in trying to relieve their grief. The Lord began with the liturgy of the word. And so he began to explain to them what the Old Testament were saying regarding the coming of the Messiah and the fulfillment of the Lord's promises through the passion, death, and resurrection of the Messiah. So the liturgy of the word, that's how he began. And then after that, now they went down to eat. And so here, the words used by St. Luke, they are very, very Eucharistic. When they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. These are the actions of the Eucharist. This is exactly what we do in the Eucharist. And then in the breaking of the bread, they recognize Jesus. And so the message is clear. The message is clear. In the resurrection life, we are going to recognize Jesus in the breaking of the bread. That is the new presence of the Lord. The Lord is no longer walking with them the way he did in the past, but now he is recognized in the breaking of the bread. In our coming together around the table of the Lord, there we experience, there we behold the resurrected Lord. What's more? So after they met the Lord, after they broke bread with the Lord, and after they received the bread that was broken, the Lord disappeared from their sight, which again emphasized the fact that in the breaking of the bread, in the Eucharistic table, we behold the resurrected Lord. What's more? After that, they went back to Jerusalem, where they joined the brothers and the sisters. They went back to the church. And together in that community, they proclaim that the Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Which tells us that here, in a gathering like this, here at church, we experience with great acuity the real presence of the Lord. Here, in the coming together of the baptized, we proclaim with boldness and great conviction that he is risen indeed.